Hello and welcome back to Ion Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. Well, big congratulations to Grainya. She won the contest. That was a tough one. That was on for 2 weeks. We just heard the story of how Mr. Hussein Suleiman Almarzouki made his first million. Now, many of you in Dubai, because this is an entrepreneurial city, have already made your first million, but many of you haven't. And, you know, success isn't just, it's about consistency. And here at Ion Careers, we don't just give you one success story. We don't just bring you one entrepreneur. We don't just bring you one approach to making that first million. We bring you two. Two. That's right, because that's what success is about. It's about just keep on keeping on, keep the fight on. And we have Marcus Kane. This guy starts his own interior design company, and next thing you know, he's got offices in other countries within, I don't know, he just started up in 2009, and this business is a runaway train. Let's hear a little bit more about his background.
Marcus Kane has over 20 years of comprehensive and progressive international experience within the hospitality industry. He comes from a food and beverage background and has owned several bars and restaurants in Australia. Traveling extensively, he was a design consultant for numerous bars, restaurants, nightclubs, and boutique hotel projects in Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. His design projects include the Ascot Keys Hotel, Buddha Bar, Tiger Lils, and the Library in Perth, Australia, for which the latter he was nominated for Bar of the Year Awards in 2007 and 2008. Having founded a concept design consultancy in Australia in 2005, Marcus then pursued opportunities in the Middle East. Marcus established Stickman in early 2009 with business partner Karen Hay. Stickman is an international Dubai-based boutique-style interior design consultancy dedicated to hospitality and the leisure industry. The Stickman tribe in Dubai and Hong Kong is a melting pot of 18 individuals coming from a wide range of different cultures and nationalities. Marcus loves to spend his spare time surfing. He's married and the father of two beautiful daughters.
Mr. Marcus Kane, welcome to Ion Careers.
Thanks, Shane.
It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
I was wondering, you know, where did you come up with the name Stickman?
Well, I'm going to have to give you the truth on that one. I was working with another competitor, I could say, wouldn't say a competitor, another company that we were working with at that time before we set up Stickman, and that's with my business partner, Karen.
And at so that you point guys in time, were, you guys were working for someone, and then you both quit and you know, went over, took the clients with you, and set up shop.
Well, you couldn't say that exactly, but perhaps the clients wanted to come to us. But at the end of the day, I was sort of that's how I met my business partner. So you know, at one of those nights where you're sitting down the dinner table, having a few beverages and something to eat, we were trying to think up a name, and I drew this stick man and flicked it over the table and said, you know, there you go. And she's like, what's that? I said, that's the name, that's the logo. And she said, you're nuts. And I said, yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, he's ready to dress. There's no preconceived ideas. And when we actually put him onto this drawing package, we can create this animation of him building stuff and so forth. Anyway, that's kind of how it came to
fruition. So you wanted him to be a cartoon character?
Not even a cartoon.
Animate him.
I didn't want to be defined by any sort of corporate ethos or anything as such. I think we wanted to be who we are and what we are and what we do, and you know, no preconceived ideas. So, you know, Stickman was the perfect fit. You know, there's a guy that can be dressed any way you want to dress him, and whether he or she or what have you. And that was our brand, and he was born.
So technically, this is a naked man that you have on your card.
Technically, it's an animation.
This is unbelievable.
You're naughty, Shane. Hey, where are we going with this?
but I think it's so important. You know, for me, one of the things I think is so important for people if they want to be successful is get that sense of identity.
And definitely.
You go into so many of these corporations and say, you know, well, what's your logo? What's it all about? And they just have nothing, right? You know. and we're playing around a little bit, but you can see that there's actually a lot of logic, and there's an identity there. There's a philosophy there that's being embodied by the imagery and symbolism on your business card.
Yeah, definitely a DNA there. I mean, when you spell it out, as we do in our logo, a pop color is orange, and the Q for that is the K and the M. So you've got Karen and Marcus, and there you have it. Simplicity.
Creative.
In true form.
It's creative.
Ooh.
But you said you're anti-corporate. Is that it? You didn't want to be corporate? Because I know you, is that a military hat you have on?
No. I think you're throwing all the bullets at me tonight. Who's the military guy?
No.
Mate.
Okay, no.
Deflector shields on.
No. I don't know, because it worked for Steve Jobs. It's a compliment. He was anti-corporate.
Okay,
it's like the biggest company ever, you know?
You're up and down like a yo-yo.
I never said anything negative. You look at who is the highest paid chief financial officer in 2012 of any large cap publicly listed American company. And, you know, that's Oppenheimer, the CFO of Apple. Yeah, the guy pulled in $69 million. You know, that's just the CFO. So this was a good company. Going anti-corporate was a good strategy.
Okay. I like the digits. Can we work on
there
that, please?
It was a compliment. It's a compliment. My God.
Taken gracefully. Okay. Thanks, Don.
The defense shields were a bit intimidating, Don, I must say.
So I thought it's the microphone.
So how did this all start? Did you know in school you're going to be a designer? Or?
No idea. I knew I was going to be an entrepreneur.
You knew right back in high school that you were going to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I knew that before then. When I was 11, I went into a hairdressing salon at that stage, and I got mum to drop me out the front of the salon. And this was one of the best salons in Perth, Australia, and, you know, a key hairdresser working with Channel 7 and 10 and all this kind of stuff, and Louis Farrow and different fashion prates. And I walked straight in there and just went straight up to him, shook his hand while he was cutting someone's hair, and said, "Can I get a job? I don't want to go to school. I want to make money now." And he hired me straight away. So, you know, I think for me, that was kind of in my blood that's what I wanted to do, in the sense of get out there, get working, make it happen. And that's where it started. So it kind of started with me from the age of 11. I mean, my parents were middle class. My father imported, was one of the first guys in Western Australia to import Cavalier Axminster carpets, and he had a furniture shop and so forth. So I kind of understood joinery and understood, you know, good quality carpet and so forth. So that was kind of, I don't know, I think, you know, along the way, outside of that, I was also working in bars and clubs and promoting them, and then I did a lot of work for stage sets for Academy of Performing Arts and Chrissy Parrott, and there's a whole gamut of stuff. I mean, my resume for bars, restaurants and so forth is really long. I don't think we have enough time tonight to go through all of that.
I was trying to tell them that we don't have enough time, that we should make the show longer. And you know, but that's good that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
But I like their advice. This is Marcus Kane. Get out there, get going, and get working.